You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's so hard for me to not be jealous of Pat McAfee and the relationship that he has with Aaron Rodgers every week. I've got so many questions for Aaron Rodgers. One of them being, I don't know how he made the leap this week from the way that his moment of I still own you in Chicago became about woke cancel culture. Like, he ends up going on McAfee and complaining about woke cancel culture. And I don't know whether I'm missing context or I don't understand. But
I think he was asked about whether or not he'd get suspended or fined for it, for doing that. And so for the taunting, for what happened, yeah.
And that part of it was something that I was just confused by, because Aaron Rodgers is, as you guys know, one of my favorites, and he's been just playing impeccable football this year. It's just been interesting mastery. But Olin Krutz, the part of the story that I enjoyed was Olin Krutz, former Bears center, saying that if he saw Aaron Rodgers, he would just punch him in the face. And Olin Krutz, I want you to Google search that name and what is on his resume in the past, because among most feared players in football, the Bears in Chicago feared Olin Krutz. They feared their teammate. He's got something on his resume where he caved in someone's skull, and they of course go to him
at practice.
They, of course, go to him on matters of, well, Aaron Rodgers has disrespected you, Chicago, and the football culture. And Olin Krutz's response to that is that he would break his face if he saw him.
From his wiki page, Krutz drew controversy during the 2005 NFL season after breaking the jaw of fellow offensive lineman Fred Miller during an off-practice outing.
Oh, it wasn't even at practice.
People all over
canceled his jaw.
People all over the team were scared of him across the decades. Yes, he canceled his jaw with it, which is no longer woke. Can we go ahead and do the club, or are you guys afraid of doing the club? Because there's some real internal tension around here. We appreciate the Miami musicians who have given us some weekend music to send you into the weekend, but we don't want to dilute the stuff that you guys consume, even though as you are clamoring for this to be the end of your week. You miss this as the end of your week, and I've got to talk to some of our business people about how we get Debbie Deb to give us the rights to find out how much that costs so that we can use. I don't know what that costs, but I'd like to know what it costs. I've got to now find that out. But in the interim, we have a facsimile of the weekend song, and we don't have Mike Ryan here as well, and this can be a tricky production dance, even when we had all the equipment that we had when we were at ESPN, which we don't exactly have right now either. So do you guys want to do this? Does the audience want it? How was the voting for the last one? Because it was somewhat limited, and it felt like a diluted version.
I heard mixed, you know, some people were happy to have it back. Some people were like, the song's not as good. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like should give it a go.
We will continue to test this. You will speak. This ends up being more often than not a democracy, more often than I'd like it to be, because you guys tend to complain about stuff. So we are trying to do this for you. I will have to negotiate personally with Debbie Deb at some point to figure out what
that costs. I just love the notion of, like, at executive board meetings at Meadowlark Media, we have our COO presenting the future projects to come, the CFO talking about the future of our business and handling things like HR and healthcare, and you show up with a request, how much money can we give Debbie Deb to give us Lookout Weekend?
Well, I don't even know if she owns her own music.
We might have to go to the record label.
We might have to talk to Pretty Tony Butler, who produced, recorded, engineered, mixed, and wrote the song.
I wanted, when we were at ESPN, I wanted, as part of us leaving, to, and they weren't spending any money at the end, like, we couldn't get a microphone, but I did want part of our send-off to be Debbie Deb in studio. I think she was going to be at, like, the Magic City Casino or something. I wanted that to be part of the send-off. Alas, as I said, I couldn't get a microphone. So let's go ahead and try to do this. Let's see how it works. Chris Whittingham, are you feeling confident about this? There's some degree of difficulty on this.
I've never done it before. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
All right. Well, let's go. Open it. Open it. Come on, Chris Cody, I need you here. I need your energy. You generally swinging around. We got freckled nipples in the air, head bobbing. What is the first sound that we are allowing in the club?
Four score of 20 years ago, I beat Abe Lincoln's ass.
No. Yes. Yes. Chris Jericho doing a wrestling promo for Abe Lincoln. Play that again.
Four score and 20 years ago, I beat Abe Lincoln's ass.
No. Oh, we got to keep doing those every week. What else you got?
Miami going to shoot for the game here. 7 seconds left. 5 seconds left.
He hit it. No.
There it is. Stu Gatz is a broadcaster in a no video medium. We were live on radio breaking every rule, and he called it poorly.
He hit it. No. He hit it. No.
It's just so bad.
He hit it. No.
That was me in the porta potty.
Who else is in the club?
Seriously, I got to go.
Where are you going?
My wife just got home. My phone's ringing. I still got to take a shower. We're trying to go out to have a nice evening.
I have not had a better moment this week, Chris, than that YouTube show you guys did with Mike Schur. I am so pleased and delighted whenever I enrage your father. And he had no idea it was me calling him again and again. And also, this is a real thing that happened. Greg Cody was genuinely enraged because I asked him if he was jealous of longtime Houston Texans beat writer John McClain. It filled him with indignant fury.
Seriously, I got to go.
Where are you going?
My wife just got home. My phone's ringing. I still got to take a shower. We're trying to go out to have a nice evening.
Sure.
Chris, how many times did the phone ring?
It's my it's so good.
And he checks it every time. Like, who's calling?
Mike Schur.
A landline.
Seriously, I got to go.
Where are you going?
My wife just got home. My phone's ringing. I still got to take a shower. We're trying to go out to have a nice evening.
Who else is in the club?
G
J.J. Watt is not the reason that team is winning football games.
Okay, very good. That is Stugatz just fighting one last fight against J.J. Watt.
Playing the hits.
Here at the end of both of their careers. a very lazy take. I mean, come on. They're both sort of playing out the string, just collecting a paycheck, hoping to sign on with a winner, right? Isn't that what they're both doing?
They just think you could put anybody there. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Why did you decide to use the phrase any Tom, Dick, or Harry?
It's just what you use, man. They put anyone there. Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Who else is in the club?
It could be George Washington Carver. I'll stuff those peanuts right up his ass. What do you think about that?
I am so here for Jericho fighting people across the time-space continuum.
I'll stuff those peanuts right up his ass. What do you think about that?
I feel like there's some key things from this week that we haven't played yet in the club.
It doesn't sound like he's saying peanuts.
I'll stuff those peanuts right up his ass.
Let's go, Witty.
It does not sound like he is threatening George Carver with peanuts.
I'll stuff those peanuts right up his ass.
George Washington Carver, excuse me.
Thank you, George Carver.
Thank you. I was friendly with him. I was friendly. His friends call him Georgie Carver.
A GW.
Who else in the club?
A fine, handsome, and sexy-ass intelligent man that makes you smile and drip every time you see him.
Oh, please give me some lips and some drips. What else you got back
there? Hell yeah. My Zaddy is all of that.
Yes. Please don't stop. Please.
Damn, Zaddy. Got all my lips smiling. Got all my lips smiling. Damn, Zaddy. Got all my lips smiling. Hell yeah. My Zaddy is all of that. A fine, handsome, and sexy-ass intelligent man that makes you smile and drip every time you see him. Damn, Zaddy. Got all my lips smiling.
That's the one.
Got all my lips smiling. All my lips smiling. My lips smiling. All my lips smiling. All my lips smiling.
You hear Dan?
Hell yeah. My Zaddy is all of that. My Zaddy is all of that. All my lips smiling. Got all my lips smiling.
Sounds like a
my Zaddy is all of that.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.